It's 8464CA. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to the federal Labor candidate for the seat of Leichhardt, a lot of faith, about GPs and the shortage we're having, particularly in regional areas, and even some of the CBD areas right across this particular state, and even in some of the capitals. It's an issue right across the country, but particularly in regional and rural areas, and it is a real concern because they're often the people that really often need this. This particular attention as well. I see that I've got a copy of a letter here that was actually written by a Light of Faith to the Honourable David Gillespie. He's the Minister for Regional Health, and it talks about the shortage of GPs in the Cairns region, and of course the further you go out, it becomes more of an issue. Alida joins me this morning. Good morning, Alida. How are you?
Good morning, Murray, and good morning to your listeners.
Nice to have you along. We were talking about this specific issue just a few weeks ago, so you're obviously trying to get some rubber on the road and actually trying to find a solution to this issue. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things. You know, obviously Labor's in opposition, so you've obviously appealed to the Minister for Regional Health with respect to this matter. What type of things can we do in opposition from your perspective to try and deal with this issue?
Look, thanks, Murray. And look, we know that it is harder and harder for Cairns locals to get in to see their GP. Mm. Wait times are blowing out. Practices have closed their books, and let's not forget that GPs are really overworked at the moment. And being out into the community, talking to so many people, including doctors, I thought, well, look, we need to do something here. What can we do? And that's why I've written a letter to the Minister for Regional Health.
Okay, now look, you've talked about what's called the distribution priority areas. Can you just explain that to us and how that works?
Sure. So a distribution priority area, or a DPA, is it's a classification that identifies locations in Australia that have a shortage of medical practitioners. Mm. Okay? So if you are granted a DPA status, it means that you have access to a broader recruitment pool of doctors, for example, international medical graduates. So currently, Cairns is not a DPA, and we have the same status as Brisbane CBD. So wow. That means we are extremely restricted when it comes to recruiting general practitioners.
So I should imagine what you're suggesting there is the Cairns City area proper, because surely outside of Cairns, they wouldn't be one of those DPA areas?
Correct. That is correct. That's correct, yes.
Okay. Why would we remain in that situation? We've talked about the shortage many times, and it's come up from quite a few different people. Why would it be a situation that the Cairns City area is not deemed to be a priority area for doctors?
Well, that's a $1 million question, isn't it? Obviously, there's a whole process and formula that goes into this, and from understanding, it's based on demographics in the community, GP versus population, and the list goes on. So, I mean, look, I've been out speaking to a lot of people on the streets, doctors. I've had multiple meetings with JCU, who have a fantastic medical program. And I keep hearing that it's just harder and harder, and we need to fix this problem. And it is a national problem, not just a Cairns problem.
Sure. Okay, so look, just say we did get that status of Cairns City area changed to be, within that the gamut of the distribution priority areas. That means that we'd be able to get more international doctors, who I understand as part of their practice here in Australia are required to actually work within that area for an indeterminate amount of time, I understand.
That's right, Murray. So for medical graduates, international medical graduates who specialise in general practice, they do need to work in a DPA in order to obtain a Medicare provider number.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, I've been speaking with Dr. Vin from FNQH Skincare Clinic, and he has numerous doctors from international doctors who are super keen to actually move to Cairns, but unfortunately, because we're not a DPA, we don't have a DPA classification.
Right.
He can't take them on.
That's obviously a real concern. I mean, is Labor in a situation where they will at least relook at some of these priority areas and actually redistribute them based on the need that, we can see there on a daily basis?
Look, we know that having a DPA classification isn't a silver bullet that's going to instantly resolve the DP shortage in Cairns, but we're at a crisis point and we need some sort of immediate support. And that immediate support is going to have to come from the Morrison-Joyce federal government. As you would know, Murray, I think we spoke about this previously, that we do have a current Senate inquiry into the GP shortage, and that is something that Labor did push to have. Mm. It's currently underway. What we want to see come out of that is real practical solutions, so we know what we can and what we need to do going forward.
Okay, let's also talk about bonded doctors. Can you explain that term to me? How does that actually work?
Bonded doctors have specific placements at university. So if you take up a bonded doctor placement, it means that once you graduate, that you do have to work in regional areas for a period of time.
Okay.
After your graduation, from my understanding.
Now, look, that's always going to be a difficult one, you know, because, you know, you can't expect somebody to stay there for the longer term, but I'm sure there must be incentives to keep people there for the longer term and that they would get those benefits. And I guess they're the type of things we need to focus on. It's going to be one of those long-term issues. And as you suggested, even with these distribution priority areas, if we do get a change, whether it's from the current government or if it's the next Labor government, there's likely to be some changes there. But I guess overall, and education from the ground up, there's certainly a lot that needs to be done to deal with this issue because it's not going to go away in a hurry.
That's right, Murray. And I can tell you from speaking to doctors that there are so many graduates seem to gravitate towards going into a sort of a specialty as such rather than general practice, which is, and people know that if you're a GP, you miss out on things like sick pay, you don't have maternity leave. So it's not necessarily an area that everybody seems to want to jump into. But we know that we desperately need our graduates to get out there in our regions. And I would just like to say, and give a bit of a shout out, please, if I can, Murray, to a couple of graduates that I've met that have just graduated as doctors from JCU, and that's Dr. David and Dr. Ben, who are going to be heading out into some regional communities in Queensland, and they will be an asset, I can tell you, and congratulations for all that hard work has paid off.
Well, look, even for doctors like them that may eventually become specialists, I think some of those areas in rural and remote areas, and I guess, you know, dealing with very complex issues, you know, with, you know, limited staff, limited supplies, it really bodes well for the future. So it makes sense to actually have people coming through the ranks and doing those type of things. As I said, I can see that this is an issue that's likely to stay around for a while. Been great to talk to you about it. And particularly with respect to those distribution priority areas, that's at least a good start. Thank you so much for your time. Alida Faith, she's the ALP candidate for the federal seat of Leichhardt. Cheers. Thanks for your time, Alida. Now, of course, if you would like some more details about a petition that's been put forward with respect to these GPs, what we'll do is we'll get it up on our website today. So just look for the Murray Jones page. We'll have a replay of that particular chat, and we'll also include a copy of a website where you can go to a petition to try and get this GP shortage issue dealt with here in the tropical north region. In just a sec, we've got a replay from the talk show yesterday with John McKenzie, talking to Tina Chinnery from the Cairns Hospital. Interesting chat. Stay tuned. A replay of that one's up next. That's my lot for today, and we'll catch you bright and early, actually Sunday morning for the breakfast show, and Monday here at 4CA.